Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O-W, double E, ooh-wee, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe, been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how, we gonna break it down, we gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what? Cause I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Dicko. AK Dicko. Three times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. No. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all that.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, TNZ hosts the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is ATACP Live on ATACP Radio, Blog Talk Radio. I got on the line, area code 214214. State your name.
Yeah, this is Tina.
Area code. What's up, Tina? I'm just going to be honest. It come up with the numbers. I just make it show who it is now.
No
How
problem.
You doing,
no
Tina?
Problem. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is TAZ. And also say hello to Paula P. Ross on the line.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, baby. What's happening?
Not much. Just chilling.
Hey, and that's what you got to do.
Now, Tina, I was online, and I ran into your music. I guess you're friends with me. You're friends with one of our friends, right? And I listened to the music, and I was like, wow, I got to have her on. And I listened to it more and more, and that's when I reached out to you. I was like, yo, I'm feeling her. She even wear a hat like I do. So when I looked at your page on Facebook, you had the little jersey on. I was like, yeah, I'm with her.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That's part of my branding.
Right. I want you to tell the people exactly what you do and how you got started.
Oh, wow, how I got started. I think I got started like a lot of people. Like, I started in church, of course. Growing up in church, around music all the time. I mean, you know, when you're in church, we were there every time the doors opened, and we were there for hours and hours and hours. And so, you know, I was very close to the music director and wanted to do that. And so basically I just kind of, you know, watched the musicians and would imitate the musicians, and the rest is history, as they say. I mean, it didn't really, my influence started in church, but as a kid, I remember being given a violin in school, in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I played violin from the time I was in elementary school all the way through college. And, of course, through summer programs, I was handed a saxophone and E-flat alto sax, and so I ended up getting a music scholarship because of E-flat alto sax.
Wow.
And I played violin during concert season, and I played oboe during concert season, but marching band season, my main instrument was E-flat alto saxophone. But I consider myself a writer, a producer. I'm not as much a performing artist. Like, I don't gig or anything like that. I basically write the tracks. And when I write and produce the tracks, I'll find artists to feature on the tracks. And so that's basically what I do. I like to write. I like to produce. I like to kind of, like, be behind the scenes instead of gigging. So I've been doing music all of my life.
For most of our audience, they don't understand the strength that you need to play an oboe.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
the reed is very small and is very hard. I don't care how you soften that reed. It's kind of hard to do, but it was easy to transition from E-flat alto sax to oboe because the fingering is the same on both instruments. Yeah, the fingering is the exact same. So it was easy to do. I mean, then I played violin up until my last piece was Handel's Messiah. And because it was so long and my arm was up so long, I thought, you know, I don't want to do this. So I kind of got into studio work, and I would visit studios, you know, around my area.
Yeah.
And I became what they call a gopher. You know, I would go for this and go for the donuts and go for the coffee. But I did that in exchange for learning the business, learning the engineering side, you know, learning just the business side of it. So I was more intrigued with that than anything. So that's what I do, and I'm blessed to be able to do that here.
I'm glad that you said that. The violin, when it comes to even contemporary music, I love to hear that implemented because you can do so much with it.
Yeah, I love the violin. I love classical music is my favorite, but if you listen to all of my music, strings are very, very prominent. And that's because of that violin background. So just knowing how strings to be placed. You know, so I make use of strings all the time in my music.
How many tracks do you think you use?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean, I don't even count the tracks. Maybe 35 to 40. It just depends. You know, if I'm doing jazz, not as much, but if I'm doing symphonic stuff for TV or commercials or something like that, then there's a lot of layering. So, you know, you just got double parts on everything, you know. You got exactly. So I'm doing a lot of layering with that. So it basically just depends on the style of music that I'm doing that determines the tracks.
I feel you. Do you ever use the oboe in any of recordings?
You know what? No. I haven't picked up an oboe, but with a lot of the I basically right now using my DAW, Digital Audio Workstation, and I only make use of the violin plug. I mean, not the violin, the oboe plug-in, if I'm doing a different genre of music other than jazz. But gosh,
that's
I don't even hear anything
sound.
About oboes anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a smooth sound, but it's too classical. You know, that's my feeling. It's too classical. If you're doing one of the classics from the masters, something like that, then you might need to implement, you know, the oboe. But the violin
is
so universal.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
can
is.
Use the violin in anything.
In anything.
Like,
and the thing about oboes, I don't hear a lot. I mean, if I go to the Symphony, Dallas Symphony, I'll see one or two oboes, but that's it. I mean, you know, it's like I don't really hear that instrument a lot, but it's a beautiful instrument, though.
It is. It is. It's
no,
warm.
Played,
it's really, really warm.
I played violin while I was in school, too. The same thing happened to me is the same thing happened to you. Same thing.
Yeah.
That's how I got interested in doing music and went all the way through and progressed to the band and then started producing and doing stuff behind the scenes like you do. Basically, that's why we wear the hat.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I had a daughter that thought that she was going to play the bassoon, and she got the oboe instead.
Yeah.
And she walked around every day with the reed in her mouth.
You know that. You know, to your point, that really is a very hard instrument to play. I mean, you know, I tried flute, and for some reason, I couldn't even get a sound to come out of the flute. But for the oboe, I mean, I found the oboe a lot easier than doing the flute. But I really, really wanted to play the flute, but I never could.
Oh.
I would take the flute home, and they would just, you know, they would say practice in a soda bottle or a pop bottle, and I never could get a sound out of that thing. So
you know what, she switched to the same thing. She switched to flute.
Some people can do that. You know, some people can do that. But oboe, it's a beautiful instrument, but it's not easy to produce a sound out of it. I mean, it really is hard.
Tav, do we have some of Tina's tracks?
I would like to get to one of the songs, the song Cold Duck. Give us a little background on that so I can play it.
Okay. Cold Duck was my mother's favorite sparkling wine when I was a kid. And actually, every track that you have is a tribute to my mom. My mom passed away when she was 60 from complications from diabetes. And I remember, you know, going to the grave and not wanting to put flowers there because they wilted. And I thought, what can I do that would be a living legacy or tribute to her?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, and she loved jazz. She loved jazz, and you know, in my home, that's all I ever heard was jazz music. And I thought, well, I'm going to do something musical, you know, as a tribute to her. And every track is a part of her personality. So Cold Duck was her favorite sparkling wine. And I remember as a kid when she would drink it, you know, how happy she was and how she would dance and was just free and just having a really, really great time. So Cold Duck, and I wanted to capture that in that particular track. And, you know, my dad was a guitarist, and I thought, well, you know, let me find a guitar player to feature. And actually, I went through about 8 to 10 guitars as far as auditioning. Because when I wrote the complete track, and I also wrote the melody, but a lot of the guitars that I came across, they were used to playing loops, you know, like 2-bar, 4-bar loops. They were used to just improvising around 2-bar loops or 4-bar loops. And here you had a complete song that you had to improvise around. And I gave them a melody to play, and then I gave them about 16 bars to improvise on. So, and one day I was at this after auditioning so many people, I was at this restaurant on the patio, and there was this band playing, and there was this guy, Gia. And he's the one that's featured on the guitar part on Cold Duck. And not only was he playing the guitar, he was also playing keys. And I thought, this guy's pretty good. So during break, I went over, introduced myself to him, told him who I was, what I wanted to do. And, you know, he said, well, let's get together and see. And the first time we rehearsed, I thought, this is the guy for it. He's from Italy, by the way. And I knew that I found the guy for that. So that's how Cold Duck came about, and that's how I found Gia to play on it. So he's basically playing on top of the track that I wrote and produced. So that's how that
sounds
came
like
about.
You put so
this
much passion Tina into that. I can feel it without even hearing the music. Hit it, Cass.
This is Tina E. Clark, and the name of the song is Cold Duck on ATAZP.
Thank you.
like I love the scatting at the end.
Well, it wasn't planned.
I want to know. Do I detect a little of the Brazil 66 Sergio Mendes in there?
Yeah. You're
after
on it. You're
after Gilberto?
We didn't plan that. You know, he did it, and I just left it in there, and I just wanted that human feel. So I just left it as is. I didn't fix anything. I just left it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you have your own studio at home? Do you have your own studio at home?
Yeah, I do. I'm in it now, as a matter of fact.
So what programs do you use? What do you use when you're at home?
Well, currently I'm using Logic Pro 10. I work a lot in Logic Pro 10. Depending on the genre of music that I'm doing, I use that. I have a Complete Control. Of course, that's a controller. And sometimes I work in FL Studio. It just depends on the project. I do have Cubase as well. And sometimes I work in that. I rarely work in Pro Tools. I know that a lot of people do, but for me, Logic Pro 10 is just, it's just phenomenal, and I love it.
We're basically the same because I don't work in Pro Tools as well.
So I just
wanted to know.
I got Logic
Pro. Logic for a minute though, huh, Pat?
Yeah, well, I use Magic really. The German company software is MAGIX, Magic.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been using the beginning.
Yeah, and I also have PreSonus too, so sometimes I work in that.
Yeah, because it seems like you're all the way around. You float around the whole studio.
Yeah, I do. It depends on the style of music that I'm working on, but I'm really into Complete Control right now. I mean, that's just a beast. I mean, just the software alone is just absolutely amazing. I mean, you would be days and days and weeks in it because it's so deep. Yeah, it's so deep.
Right.
So I haven't written using Complete Control yet, because again, Logic Pro 10 is, it's a beast by itself too. So so I just pulled exactly right at your fingertips. So without having to plug in anything, it's just ready, set, go.
One of my friends that was listening in said it sounds good though. Yeah. So
thank you.
Now the song Mister, I got to play this before we go on to the next guest. And that's the one that I heard when I first heard your music. Explain Mister shortly so
Mister,
I can play that.
Mister is a very sensual track. I wanted to capture the love affair between my mom and my dad. And not only did I want to capture the love affair, I wanted to capture all of the ebbs and flows of the relationship, the highs and the lows and the, everything that every relationship goes through, from the passion in the beginning to sometimes it ending rocky, stormy, that sort of thing. And I wanted to capture that. So I remember one night here in the studio, call myself, okay, I'm just gonna be a very sexy track. That was what I was trying to capture. And turn the lights down low and sipping on wine and just started playing with two pianos and some melody and so that's how that song came about. It's basically about the love affair of my mom and my father. And if you listen to the song, there are a lot of sound effects in the song. So there's the hissing sound that I tried to capture of like a snake where someone comes in and tries to interfere, in the relationship. And then at the end where there's the storm and the wind and it ends that way because that's how it ended, just very stormy. So I basically just tried to capture every stage, you know, for lack of a better term, of the relationship. So that's it. And Mr., that's what he was called, Mr. That was her Mr., and that was like a pet name for him, Mr. So I called it Mr., and the rest is history, as they say.
This is Tina E. Clark with the song,
Mr. Blow up.
Say that again.
I love it. Tina, give your information.
You.
Give your information where people can hit you up at and come on and check you out and know when some new music come out.
All right. Well, my email, first of all, is TinaEClark@gmail.com. They can hit me up on my other site, IndieMusicBizRadio.com, or they can just, you know, message me on Facebook, Tina E. Clark, Facebook.com.
I want to thank you for coming on. I love your music. You a bad girl. I learned a little bit more that you really just put it down and produce. And we got to talk again sometime. Paula,
let's do this again.
For real. Paula?
Hey, you know what?
You got any last words
for
Tina?
I sell your CDs in front of Walmart, all right? Okay. I just go ahead and play a sample of it and then just start selling the doggone CDs. That is fusion jazz in its finest. Okay.
Thank you so much,
and
Paula. Thank
I am
you so
thoroughly
much.
Impressed. Thoroughly impressed.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Paula.
Take care, Tina.
I love you, honey.
Like I said, I love your music. And that's why when I heard it, I said I got to have her on the show for real.
Well, thank you so much. I got some new stuff that I'm working on. I'm basically right now looking for some artists
and for.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Keep us informed.
I will do that.
Keep me informed when it comes out.
Yeah. I'll make sure before it comes out to give you guys a copy of it. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
All good. Take care.
Okay. We'll do.
I got a 321. 321 on the line. Who am I talking with?
Hey, what's good? This Money Hungry Boss Tris checking in.
What's up, Boss Tris? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Say hello to Paula. She's also on the line.
Hey, Miss Paula.
How you doing, baby?
I'm great. How you?
The dog is
my
homework.
Now I'm gonna tell you MHB. MHB is in the house from
MHB.
Florida.
MHB, yes.
How did you start?
Palm Beach County.
How did you start doing what you do? How did you start doing what you do?
Well, writing has always been my passion. I started writing before music. I used to write so much. It started like just writing poems and stories, and it just took me to music. You know, writing is a way for me to express myself, and when I learned I could put a voice to it, I'm like, okay, I'm taking this. Oh, so that's how I became to do music. Music is my life.
Okay.
That's my passion.
Now, how did you come up with the name, yo? Money Hungry Boss Trip.
Money Hungry Boss Trip.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, when I was putting your songs on my switchboard here, you know you only got so much room to put the name and everything. I'm going, Money Hungry Boss Trip. You done took up all the lines. I can't even put the title.
Oh, my gosh. Look at Tommy.
Hey, I had to break it down. I had to break it down to MHB. What?
Yes, that is perfect. That's it. That's how I abbreviated. That's perfect. Bingo. Yes.
But how did you come up with your name?
Well, Money Hungry, I've struggled a lot coming up with, you know, raising two kids. Well, I have three now. My baby, she's three. And, you know, Money Hungry, I've always been there. You know, I just always been on my grind, you know, trying to make a way, you know, watching my mama growing up, watching her, she a boss, you know. I wanted to be like that. So, you know, that's where I get Money Hungry from. And Boss Street, you know, I'm a female version of a boss. So I just added a little twist to it. And,
there you go.
You know.
Well, I'm getting ready to play one of these songs because like I said, when I was putting them on there, I was like, man, I got a long title on this thing. The first one I want to play is Skating to the Money. Am I correct in saying the title, right? Yeah, because I never played these songs before. I heard a little bit of the music, but I never played these songs before I play them on the show. But that one, Skating to the Money, I was like, what? I got to figure this one out. So this is the first one I want to hear. Explain it before I play.
Okay, Skating to the Money, you know, it's, like I said, you know, me, I'm always thinking of new ideas to get some money. I'm always trying to be creative. I started my own business. So, you know, that's what I do. You know, I'm on my grind out here, you know. I'm trying to motivate my queens to be on their grind out here. So, that's where Skating to the Money come from.
Here we go. This is the MHB, a.k.a. Money Hungry Ballstress, Skating to the Money.
Wow, Street.
Yourself for a second here. If not, I'll put you back on mute.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Carla.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm her mom, representing.
Oh,
hi, mom.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Miss Bostrom. Mrs. Bostrom.
Yes.
Mama Bostrom. Yes, ma'am. I got scared when she said I'm her mom. I almost fell down. Yes, ma'am.
I know. I was feeling a little something, too.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her. She's doing a thing. Yeah.
I know you
are. To be honest, I didn't get my rapping from her. I don't. She's such a middle of the phone. Oh my gosh, that would have been so funny, Ma. You rapping?
You didn't recognize that 561 area code?
No, no,
excuse
me. Not
me.
I didn't recognize.
Not you. I'm talking about Boss, Ms. Boss.
MHB.
You didn't recognize that 561 area code?
I did, but I would have never guessed it would have been my mom calling in. Like, thank you for the support, mommy.
Yeah, from being
all right,
baby, you're doing your thing. Keep it up,
mama.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you,
mama, for calling in. I'm surprised too. That's a good look when your mom supporting you all the way through your endeavors. That's the best thing in the world, right there.
Yes, it is.
I'm so proud.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mommy.
You're welcome, baby. Keep doing your thing. Success in the making.
Yes, yes.
Paula, you got any questions for MHB?
I do.
Tris, go on.
When is the book coming out? All right. You mentioned poetry and your love for music. Number one, this is the question I want to ask. You still hearing music, even when there's no music playing outside? All right. You go to sleep hearing music?
Yes, of course. Like, music is life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really don't even need a beat to make music. You know, you can use your heart as a beat. You know, what is life without music? Can you imagine life without music? Like,
no.
We'll be just so loud.
No. I it's silent sometimes at night, and I still hear symphonies that I can write.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean,
of
I
course.
Hear music all the time. If it's the air conditioner running, I hear a beating net.
Okay.
So, I was just wondering.
I'm telling you. Yes, of course I do. Of course. Like, that's the first
that
thing I wake up, I do, I write.
Yeah, well, you know what? I used to keep a tape recorder next to me so I could get, like, the basic beat down. And then when I got up in the morning, I'd go ahead and produce the tune. But I want to ask you, do you think your, because your rap is good. It's really
Thank
good.
You.
You think there'll be a book coming?
Of course. Great that you asked me that. That's my goal this year, is to drop my book. I've been working on this book for a long time. But the one that I want to publish this year is one that I started writing a couple months ago. It's called Keeping It in the Family, you know. So it's something that I've been working on for a while.
Well, I'm sure there's a message in it.
Yes, it is. It's going to be very different. Very different, very interesting. You know, real life. You know.
That's what
we need. And speaking with that, I want to play the song I'm Doing Me. That's
yes.
The title of the book. I'm Doing Me.
Oh,
so,
great title.
give me a rundown on that song before I play it.
Well, I'm Doing Me is just basically giving you a brief introduction of my life and, you know, things that I have going on. Like, I'm very inspired and motivated by my kids. So, you know, they were motivation for the song as well. And, you know, I just like to speak my mind and just be genuine and just be me. That's why I'm Doing Me came from.
This is MHB. I'm calling you MHB because I'm TAZ. I deal with letters all the time. the name of the song is I'm Doing Me.
This is a big one, B, baby.
You already know. Yup. Money on the wild tree. Queen me. I'm just doing 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 me.
left hand on the steering. Witness of the money like a barrel trying to get it. Myra, me, Aaliyah, got a shout out my children. And me before I die, I gotta have 3 million. My great smart, longer than the zeros in your bank account. And if you feeling broken, lit like grandma, we can buck it out. Fox Street, Fox is when I represent the dirty south. And if you ain't talking about signing Texas, set your thing in your mouth. I'm certified. If they talk about shit, they slapping, they telling the damn lie. I'm just doing me. 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 I'm just doing me.
Yo, yo, this is poet, author, Mark Lacy. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you're listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacy.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP recorded live.
MHB. Did you say 10 billion or 2 billion in that song? I was like, I was doing something and I heard the money amount. I said, heck no. I stopped doing what I was doing.
No.
I'm like, I know this child ain't said 10 billion up in this.
Nah, I don't need about a meal a piece for my kids. Just give me 3 meals. Just leave them a meal a piece.
Hey, no question. And you know what I said? You know what I said when I heard that? I said, that's why they call her Money Hungry.
Money Hungry Bosses, baby.
Two questions.
Go on.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, how did you get Mark to do that doggone commercial when he asked him like he's Howard Hughes' illegitimate son? Second question, all right. Now, those 4 words, I'm doing me, that's global, baby. That's global.
Wow.
It'll hit from Massachusetts all the way to Scandinavia because everybody doing me. They just couldn't put their finger on what it was. No, I'm serious. I am serious as a heart attack. All right, you have to open up a global market and get that doggone thing. Start with Europe, Russia. They'll understand it. And I ain't trying to be political on this show because we don't do that stuff. All right, I just want
well,
you
I'm
to
doing
know,
me.
Everybody.
Paula,
I know
wow,
you're doing
Paula,
thank
I'm
you.
Doing me. Paula, I'm doing me in 3 words. Did you hear me, Paula?
I'm doing Oh, yeah, it is. Now, you know what? I split the jewel.
Wait a minute. I had to go back. Hey, look, I had to go back and count on my fingers, too. I'm like, this Negro said four words. I'm doing me with three words. Okay.
I broke it off.
That's okay, Paula. We understand. We understand, Paula.
I have a question. Do you do your own production, or who does the production on the track?
My producer is Big One. Big One is my producer.
Yeah,
he also record me. So
okay.
that's my man right there. That's my main man.
Yeah, that's my cat too. I've had a Big One on the show many times. Love that brother.
Yeah,
he's the one who suggested me about you. That's why.
Oh wow!
You're on the show.
Shout out the Big One.
Yeah, that's
shout
my
out
that's
the big
my boy
one,
right there. Also, I want you the next time you come through here, because I'm sure you're gonna have some more songs. I want you to learn
mm-hmm.
a little bit of that production for real. You need to learn
you know
that
what?
Too, so you can do it.
You
too.
Right.
I'm just letting you know.
You right.
I'm just letting you know.
You right. It's so difficult. You know, I just like the writing, just the rapping part. You know what I'm saying? But I do need to be more knowledgeable about it.
Yeah.
All the way around. All the way around. So you could be an all the way around performer and know your craft. And that way other people be like on Big One. They be on Big One's jock. They'll be on your bra strap talking about, I need a beat. You know what I'm saying?
My bra strap.
Hey.
I'm just
my
saying.
Bar strap, I like that.
Now make sure you give out your information. Give out your information where people can hit you up, know when the next joint is getting ready to drop and all that.
All right. I'm Money Hungry Ball Streets. You can find me on IG at @BallStreets_snapping, BallStreets_snapping. I have an EP that I just dropped called Feed the Streets Volume 1. You can contact me. You know, we can talk, ship it out. I mail, FedEx, UPS. I'm trying to feed the streets. You feel me? So y'all hit me up.
I love it. Paula, you got any last words for Money Hungry?
All I want to say, Sam, baby, because there's a whole bunch of females. There's even single dads that actually need to hear that message. And when
wow.
the book drops, count me in. All right?
Wow.
As a matter of fact, the message on your titled songs that we played today kind of mirror my first book. All right, because
wow.
I'm trying to touch the hearts and let everybody know you ain't alone. All right, this is what happens, and this is what you got to do. Just be me.
That's real.
All right, just do me.
That's,
and I appreciate your message, honey. Just make sure that it gets out to everybody. I ain't going to be no more proud of you than I am right now.
Oh,
you're going to
make me cry, Miss Paula.
Stop it. You got work to do.
you take care. I'm so glad that you're on the show. And stay in contact with me. I'm always on Facebook networking, for real.
Most dope. I've been seeing you. I've been looking.
I've seen a couple comments you like. I do be tripping on it. Just make sure we stay up, stay in contact, and when you got the next new joints, come back through.
All right, most done. Thank you guys so much for having me. Shout out to my mama. Shout out, mommy. I love you. Shout out to my kids, Myra, Mia, Leah. Shout out to Big One. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Soldier, my nigga. But thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. I'm on the
ready.
Shout out to Auntie. Auntie's daddy in front of me.
Take care now.
Thank you. You too.
You're so beautiful.
Well, Paula, I'm getting ready to
drop
this track. My 18 tracks came out yesterday. Presidential Year 5, spelled with the number 5, IVE. I'm going to put this track on. It's Jason and John, DJ Stroke's nephews. And I did the beat arranged it for them and everything.
You know you stole
say what?
From me. I said, those are my son's names. You know you stole them from me. I said, those are my son's names.
These are his nephews.
You know
now,
you
these
stole
ain't
them
his
from
kids.
Me.
He didn't steal
my
them. His sister
older.
Stole them from me. But here it is. This is TAZ, one of my tracks, Senator John and Jay, but it's really Jason and John. And we're going to end it on that. Hopefully I'll be back
all
next
right,
week.
Then.
Later on, Paula.
Yeah. I'll be talking to you. Bye.
Yeah, done time, baby. Y'all already know this is my time. ATL's finest. But I'm Jersey strong. Born and raised. Yeah. Money is the motive, I gotta get it in. Stacking these Benjamins, success is all I see. I'm just being me, trying to make it on the come up. Road to riches, and get my family out them trenches. I gotta constantly watch my back, because when you get into the money, friends be switching. It's funny what that money make a nigga do. I'm only 17, chasing on a money dream. I'm in these streets, grinding with my team. Clothing line coming soon, so they timing it. Fans taking pictures like, yo, John, you ATL's finest. I'm YSL loaded. They talking, he talking like starters. They just blow in. I'm the hottest MC, boy, you already know this. My rhymes is potent. You all, have you all twisted in the head like you drinking potions? I just killed this beat. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Show these folks what you about. What you gonna do?
My brother just killed it, so now I'm about to murder this verse. Putting rappers in a hearse. I'm hot.
My verse is spread like a wildfire, but my wrist game cold. Leave a bitch all froze. All this flexing is old. I'm about my money. I chase the cheddar like Tom Chase Jerry. When I grow up, I wanna be a president. Live in a big ass house. Private residence to drive 5 cars. I'm a fashion killer by choice.
My brother just killed it, so now I'm about to murder this verse. Put a rapper in a hearse. I'm hot, hot, hot.